This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Did you see this week, Gem, Troy Sivan's little cover of it? He was in a Michael Bublé mood and trying to sing it like Michael Bublé.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I need to see it.
It's very funny.
A thank you, next. A thank you, next.
As good as
I am so f***ing grateful for my ex, a thank you.
He nails it. He sounds exactly like her.
He does. Oh,
him,
my God.
Not her.
Him, yeah.
Doesn't sound like Ariana. Does sound like Bublé.
Yeah. Little Mix, they're back on social media, tweeting away, doing interviews. And this is quite sad hearing this. They have announced that they've split from Simon Cowell's management, basically got them started when they're on the X Factor and they won that.
Yeah, he's been a really instrumental figure in their lives.
And recently, Nick, this is like horrible to hear. They told in a recent interview that they were told to flirt with men at major music events when they'd go to them.
Like executives and stuff.
Yeah, they were told.
Oh, dude.
I know, it's not good. And the girls stood up for themselves and were like, nah, I'm not doing that.
They've always been a band that sticks to their convictions, eh? Like, they always look out for each other.
It's so good to see. They're like, you know, four best friends looking out for each other. And it's, you know, they're killing it right now. They don't need to, you know, do that stuff.
Probably the only girl band in history that never has drama, like, between
yes.
themselves. Like, I'll always never forget the way that they looked after Perry when she broke up with Zayn Malik was just amazing. Protecting her from the paparazzi, protecting her from the rabid One Direction fans saying that she'd broken Zayn's heart. It was like, they are just a great group of girls and I love them very, very much.
I just want to be besties with them.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Gem, we know that the Swedes have great music taste, right?
They do.
Zara Larsson from Sweden, ABBA from Sweden. We know that the Norwegians have great music taste. I mean, Kygo, one of their great musical exports, and Finland, another place in Scandinavia that has some great music coming out of it. I don't know if you've heard of Alma, but she's phenomenal.
Oh, I love that song. That's like one of my favourite songs to be released, I think this year or last year.
She is such a killer artist. We're not talking about her, though. We're talking about those three countries because a certain song has gone number one in all three of those countries that I reckon Australia needs to become the fourth to love this song. Brand new from a girl called Ava Max. This is only like her first or second single ever. She's an American chick. She wrote this with a couple of great writers over there. And it's just one of those instantly addictive pop songs that just gets in your head straight away. You'll be singing it for the rest of the week. It's called Sweet But Psycho. Number one song already in three countries. Still holding strong there. Starting to climb up the UK charts. And let's make Australia next.
Oh, I love it. It's one of those songs where it sounds familiar to like other kind of pop songs.
Yeah, I reckon you'll get an instant vibe for it. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Time to play our game. Who Said It on the Socials is back, Gemma Maddox.
Yay, I love this game.
We gave it a rest for a couple of weeks. We play it with artists that come on the show sometimes. But this week, we're going to do a good old-fashioned game of you having three tweets in front of you from three different artists, and I have to guess who tweeted it out of a possible three answers, and I have to guess them.
Yes, let's see how you go.
I don't know how I'm going to go. Question number one. Hit me.
Honestly, internet trolls make the internet so exciting. I mean, you never know what kind of comment you're going to get. It's going to be something like, oh my God, slay my queen, or you ugly bitch.
Oh, that's a heavy tweet. A tweet about internet trolls. Who could have tweeted it?
Zara Larsson.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cardi B or BB Rexha.
Oofed. It's too, it makes too much sense to be a Cardi B tweet. Like, it's too grammatically correct.
Oh,
to be a
okay.
Cardi B tweet, she tweets quite disjointedly. Zara Larsson, I don't think she cares about the trolls. She doesn't really put up with anyone's BS. BB Rexha sounds like a logical answer to this one. Is it BB Rexha?
Yeah.
Yay! All right, that is one out of one so far. I'm going for the clean sweep this week. I've never done it before. Hit me with tweet number two.
I love you all so damn much. Thank you so much for everything. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, or Rita Ora?
Because it says y'all, and because she's had a great week with Thank You Next going number one in the US, her first ever US number one, which I can't believe, by the way.
Yeah, that's massive.
Like,
but
how that hasn't happened before for her.
Mm.
She's had so many smashes. I'm going to go with Ariana. I'm just locking
okay,
it in.
Okay, you're sure?
Yep, 100% sure. Stop trying to trick me.
Oh, you know what? It's Ariana Grande!
Yay! Oh my God, I'm on fire. If I get this one...
Don't get too excited.
If I get this one, I will literally like... eat the thong I'm wearing at the moment. The shoe, not the...
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
One of my favourite things to do on a Sunday is to listen to my own music and remind myself how good it is.
This artist is a wanker.
Can I say that? I don't know. Was it Troye Sivan, Anne-Marie or Charlie XCX?
Oof, that's hard. I don't think it was Troye Sivan. I think he's too... Although, he does like listening to his own music.
Yeah, he does, and his music's
his
amazing.
His music's great. Charlie XCX or Anne-Marie?
Yeah.
I'm going to lock in Charlie because she's on the show later.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Woo!
I did it?
Yes.
Yes! My first round of three tweets correct.
Yeah, it's because they were easy, that's why.
Oh, righto, mate. This week tonight, double whammy. Right now, though, I want to play two songs in a row by the same artist. Sometimes we do it two songs around the same theme. Sometimes it's about the same artist. Sometimes it's always different. This time, I'm going to play someone quite new. I'm going to play Jonas Blue twice in a row.
Oh, he is one talented man. His music's so, like, uplifting and happy. He doesn't write negative songs, does he?
That's right. So he did the first one he did was obviously Fast Car, which was the cover of the Tracy Chapman song. It went a little bit like this. And it shot pretty much straight into the top 10, even though no one knew who the dude was. And when that happens, it's like, okay, this is going to be someone to watch. And then we realise this isn't just a guy who remixes other people's songs. He has had so many original hits come out since. He's had Mama with Australia's Own Will Sins. He's had Rise, which you're going to hear in a second. Polaroid, the new one with Liam Payne and Lennon Stellar on it. It's just been an amazing rise for him. And it's not just like the electronic stuff that he can do. He writes everything on a little piano. He sings all the hooks himself first and then gets other artists in to jump on him and make him bigger songs. I just think he's a really talented musician.
And not many artists can do that, do their own stuff. And he literally is doing everything and then just getting other people on board to, you know, help out with it. So it's good to see that.
That's it. He's like a jack of all trades. So his brand new album, Blue, has come out. It's his debut album, which feels like it's been a few years in the making. That's out right now. And from it, I want to play a song that never really got the justice that it deserved on the radio with Sabrina Carpenter, who joined the show a few years ago. A few weeks ago. We haven't been on the air for years. She is like an ex-Disney star turned absolute pop princess.
This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Jem goes, Guy Sebastian's retiring.
That's what I saw on Google.
We were talking last hour about how you were tricked into thinking that you were going to be microchipped at work last week and you legitimately believed it. I think you are one of those people that sees something and just goes with it.
But that's another kettle of fish, however they say it. That's different.
Another kettle of fish.
Cattle, whatever the hell.
Oh, my God. It's This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations that your favourite hitmakers have been having this week. And an absolute icon has graced us with our presence in the country the last few weeks doing the Taylor Swift tour. I was busy thinking about boys. Charlie XCX, also synonymous with this tune. And also this one, this tune's galore, and you're going to hear the new one, 1999, in just a second. Caught up with her a few days ago, and I got to hang out with her for the first time. It was absolutely iconic. And I asked her, I thought, if she wasn't like a pop icon right now, if she wasn't killing it in the music game, what would she be doing? Because she's been putting on a whole bunch of parties all around the country, like after parties for the Taylor Swift show. So I thought that might be up her alley.
Party planning.
Right.
I'd be a party planner.
Before you were planning like actual proper pop parties, were you planning like, were you like the key friend party planner?
No, I wasn't. I feel like I've come into my party planning peak recently, you know, like I like lost all fear about parties. Like I used to be afraid to throw a party. It's scary. You're like, is anyone going to come?
Yeah.
But now I just don't care. I'm like, I'm throwing it. If no one comes, cool. If I have like five people there, it's fun. If 500 people come, it's fun. Like, I just want to party.
I love her attitude so much.
I know. I could imagine her doing that if she wasn't doing music because she... Yeah, she's just the queen of parties.
After the Taylor Swift show, she put on a big after party in Sydney and I went to it. It was sweaty and messy and just ridiculous and the most fun I've ever had out. Because I'm not really, I don't like clubbing and stuff. I like going out for a drink and going to bars and stuff, but I don't like the whole clubbing and dancing thing. that completely changed my mind on not liking clubbing. I was like, oh my God, I'm having the best time of my life right now. She played all these really like deep cuts from her albums and stuff, and it was just absolutely mental, and everyone knew every single word. It was so cool. I love it so much, Jem.
This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Conrad Sewald, because he's on the show right now.
Yes, I caught up with him a few days ago, saw him at the Kygo show over in Melbourne the other week. He's incredible live.
That's right. You went, because I saw Kygo at Coachella earlier in the year, and Conrad jumped up and did Firestone for like 9 minutes with him, and it was phenomenal. I was blown away. But you actually whisked out during the radio awards to go and see Kygo, which I thought was a bold move.
I know, just casually the most important awards ever, and I couldn't miss out. I love music too much to miss out on that. And I caught up with him and had a chat about his album and when he's going to be coming back here again.
This is my girl. What's going on?
You know, just chatting with my fave. And your new song, Changing, is such a vulnerable song from you. Was it a hard song to write?
What I find when I'm upset about something, it comes out a lot easier, do you know what I mean? Instead of being in a happy place, I'm like trying to think about what to write about, do you know what I mean? So that point in my life that I wrote that song, it was such a heavy time for me, and the lyric came quite easily.
And when is your album coming out? We've been waiting for this.
The album is going to come out at the top of next year, I think. We just, you know, it's finished and it's ready to go, but we just want to give it the best opportunity to do well. And I think the top of next year, we're going to start it off the right way with the Conrad album.
Oh, that's so exciting. It's a good way to kick off the year, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to hear it. And how exciting your song Healing Hands is up for Apple Music Song of the Year at the ARIAs.
It is. You can go out there and stream it now. Get me that second trophy I want so badly.
I really hope that wins. I love that song. It's such a powerful song, and like your voice and everything.
I mean, it's a very hard category. I'm not expecting anything, but it's just lovely to be in the conversation and have people like you rooting for me, so thank you.
That's okay. And what was it like as well touring with Kygo? Because obviously you did over like in the US a few shows, and what was it like to be back home performing the song up on stage?
It was really nice, and actually it was a moment that I won't forget in my career, because you know, that a song that has taken me around the world, and I think a lot of people didn't really realize that was me sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, so for me to get up there and open the set with my own music and then close it with Firestone and see everyone, you know, chanting it out, it was a really special moment.
We can't wait to hear your album. Thank you so much, Conrad. Oh,
thank you. You're the sweetest. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Dude, he loves you.
Oh, I know.
He is a big Gemma fan.
He's so nice, and he's just such an awesome guy.
Yeah, no, he's a good kid. I can't put into words how good he is live. It's just one of those voices that cannot be matched on a recording. And there's very few of those these days. Like, a lot of people are better with production. He is the epitome of himself live.
That's the thing. He's kind of got this MJ vibe with his voice.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of hits the same notes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
The Thursday just gone marked 1 year since a very momentous occasion. You may recall this.
For the national result, yes responses, 7,817,000.
Yeah! 1 year since the vote that never needed to happen but happened anyway came back as a resounding yes for Australians to have marriage equality, which made me very, very happy.
Oh, that gave me tingles, because I remember the moment that happened and like watching it on the TV, being so happy for like all my friends and stuff.
It was just so. I was on a train going from my boyfriend's house to work, and I had 1% battery on my phone because my phone hadn't charged the night before. Aww. And so I literally had to sit there for an hour between 9 and 10 before the announcement happened, just so nervous, just giddy, and not being able to like scroll through my phone and see what everyone else was feeling and talk to people about how I was feeling. I just had to sit there in silence. And then as soon as 10 o'clock rolled around, I still had that gracious 1% left. Opened up my phone, scrolled Twitter, and saw a tweet from BuzzFeed that said, Australia says yes. And I bawled my eyes out for like an hour straight.
Aww.
It was just one of those days, because I hadn't really felt too overly emotional about the campaign. I'd felt very, very annoyed that it was happening in the first place, because like, get your hands off a very simple decision. But when it came back as that, it all kind of hit me, and all the passion from my friends and all the passion from the community about it. I'd, you know, driven through Western Sydney and seen, you know, people standing on the streets with giant no signs and people applauding them and honking their horns at them, and me being like, do we have to do this? Like, really? So yeah, when it came back a yes, it was a really important moment in my life, and It's awesome. And no one has no heterosexual marriages have had to end because of it yet.
Yeah.
No one's marriage is less important. It was just a great moment for equality. And I remember all my friends were partying in the city, but I had to do breakfast radio the next day. So I sat in my car, watched the sunset, and listened to Diana Ross.
Aww.
It was great. So good.
I love this song.
This week tonight, double whammy.
What you got, Jem?
So you may remember Cheryl Cole, who goes by Cheryl now. She was in Girls Aloud, the British girl group, years ago in the 2000s. And also Liam Payne's,
They were dating, right? Or they married?
Yeah, so she was dating Liam Payne. They have a kid called Bear together.
That's right. Little Bear is their one. You might also remember her from this song. And I say might because that's the operative word here.
The best song Calvin Harris ever wrote was that one for Cheryl.
Did Calvin write this one?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, this song smashes. So you're going to hear that in full in a second, which will be good.
So she's back with new music, which is so good to have her back. And this song room has been going around. It was written about Liam Payne. It's definitely not. She's said it. And she does have more music on the way.
Well, I've written an album's worth of material, but the way the streaming world works now is that people seem to digest songs better than they do like a body of work. So I'm just going to go song by song, see how it goes, and then if they want it, you know, the album's worth of material is definitely there.
Oh, how good is that? So she's going to keep releasing songs and just see how she goes.
I love her voice.
Oh, me too.
The way the streaming world works.
I know she's like Northern England.
Like as north as here.
Yeah,
like
Northampton or something.
This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.